It happened once that Adam was camped in such a place and had spent the day in luckless hunting. When he saw it was time to turn back, he said to his son Abel, "Tonight must be our night to go hungry. The God has nothing for us." But just then a young goat crossed their path, and Adam slew it. Lifting it to his shoulder, Adam said, "Come, let's hurry back to camp and make a feast of it with your mother." But as they were crossing a stream near sunset, Abel saw a rabbit at the water's edge and quickly raised his throwing stick. Before he could let fly, however, Adam put a hand over his son's hand and held it fast in the air. "Don't you see it, father?" Abel cried. "There's a rabbit drinking at the stream." "I see it," Adam replied. "Then why did you stop me? It's run away now. I might have killed it." Adam, who was only now beginning to prepare Abel for the hunter's life, would soon become more experienced as a teacher, but for the moment he was caught flat-footed and could think of no way to answer his son's objection. At last he mumbled a reply that seemed to him far from satisfactory, though it was the best he could do. That rabbit had some business of his own to finish. Abel, as yet just a child, was full of questions about this, asking what business the rabbit might have had to finish and how his father had known of it, leaving Adam feeling foolish and inadequate because, of course, he hadn't the slightest idea what business the rabbit might have had to finish. This was just a manner of speaking, but he didn't know how to explain that to Abel. That night in camp, after the goat had been butchered and eaten, Adam saw that his son was still puzzling over the rabbit, so he thought for a while and finally said to him, "Here's a story for you. One day my son Abel went out hunting by himself, and his path crossed the path of a lion returning to its den. This lion had been hunting all day without luck and knew that its mate and cubs would be hungry. So it fell upon Abel, killed him, and carried him off to its den. Now, tell me what you think of this story, and what I would do if this happened to you in fact." Abel thought for a while and said, "I think you would grieve for me." "You're right," Adam replied. "I would grieve for you, but I wouldn't be angry with the lion for taking what the god had sent for its hunger. Now, here's a second story. One day Abel went out hunting by himself, and his path crossed the path of a lion returning to its den. This lion was carrying a goat in its jaws, but seeing Abel, it dropped the goat and fell upon him, saying to itself, 'I will have the goat and the boy as well.' Now, tell me what you think of this story, and what I would do if this happened to you in fact." Abel thought again and said, "I think no lion would do that." "You're wrong," Adam replied. "A certain kind of lion would do that, and I would track it down and kill it because it's a lion gone mad. A lion that kills whatever it sees beyond need. It's thinking, 'If I kill everything I see, then the gods will have no power over me, and I will never be able to say, today it's the lion's turn to go hungry. Today it's the lion's turn to starve. Today it's the lion's turn to die. I'll kill everything in the world so that I alone may live. I'll eat the hare that would have been the fox's, and the fox will die. I'll eat the antelope that would have been the wolf's, and the wolf will die. But I will live. I shall decide who eats and who starves, who lives and who dies. In this way I shall live forever and thwart the gods." And this madness makes the lion into a murderer of all life.